My name is Jordy Blaine, and I'm here to assist you while you listen to the Assist podcast. Our topics range from success, failure, health, life, and everything in between. I'm here to assist you in all that life has to offer. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Assist podcast. I am your host, Jordy Blaine, and today, folks, we're going to be talking all about startups, considering that the Assist podcast is based off the Assist app, and they're looking to expand and hire. So we wanted to talk about today, what does that look like for startups? That is why I'm bringing in my good friend, Austin Dixon. He is pretty much a real-life wizard when it comes to business, entrepreneurship, and so I knew he would be the man to bring in. Austin, how are you?
I'm flattered. What a great intro. I'm doing well, Jordy. Thanks for having me.
Of course, you're so humble, but it's what I say is absolutely deserved. And so again, that's why I wanted to bring you in. Can you tell us about the company that you're working for now and how you kind of got involved?
Absolutely. So I transitioned, it was just over a year ago. I've been in the online marketing space for the last about 5.5 years.
Okay.
Have had my hands in a variety of different projects, different businesses, both my own and clients.
Sure.
And last year, I ended up partnering up with a previous client of mine. We currently run an e-commerce business. It's a direct-to-consumer hair loss brand. It is growing way quicker than we kind of expected it to be.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're kind of in that mix of a small business that's experiencing a lot of growth.
Sure.
We have a team of 7 now.
Wow.
So it's definitely a new skill set for me, but one that I really see as very, very important as we continue to grow the business, for sure.
Totally. So can you tell us about like when Adagen started? What was that like compared to now having, you know, 7 people?
Absolutely. So my business partner, John Goss, brilliant, brilliant guy. He had launched Adagen back in April of 2020.
Okay.
So right when COVID hit. COVID was actually a blessing for us because more and more people were buying online. So it actually kind of worked in our favor.
Totally.
So from April until when I came on full time on October 1st of 2020, it was just John. And
okay.
When he launched, he was experiencing more growth than I think he had planned for. And so when he reached out to me, it was basically, hey, the business is growing faster than I thought it was going to be. I need some help.
Yep.
Would you be interested in coming in and helping out with marketing and growing the business? And so, you know, my background is digital marketing as a whole, customer acquisition.
Right.
That's kind of my bread and butter. I've never been a part of growing a team necessarily, but
yeah,
over the last year, I mean, we hit 7 figures back in, I want to say it was probably February or so.
Wow.
And then we just crossed the $2 million mark last month. So
that's huge.
Pretty explosive growth, but because of that, it comes with its own share of growing pains.
Yeah.
And hiring has definitely been one of those things. Like I said, we've just kind of piecemealed it together in regards to what's going on in the business. We've really been very, very focused on what's the next big domino.
Sure.
And hiring for that, as opposed to hiring for roles that we know we'll need, but there's not necessarily a need for them right now.
Right.
It's really been just very, very problem focused over the last year.
So, you know, it was John and then it was you and John. How were you guys like, okay, we're ready to bring on this third person and then the domino effect that you just said?
For sure. So the first hire for us was actually one of our customers.
Oh, cool.
We run probably the most engaged hair loss group on Facebook. We have about 7, I think almost 8,000 members in there right now.
Wow.
But John was the one, you know, being the CEO and the face of the business, he was the one that had launched the group and was running it all himself.
Gotcha.
As you can probably imagine, hair loss is a very, very sensitive, emotional topic. And so it's a support group. People come
totally.
There because they've tried a bunch of other stuff. They're looking for real answers to a real problem that they have.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, John's inbox just continued to blow up because our prospects and our customers wanted more access to him.
Right.
So as we were thinking about how to continue to grow the group without killing John's sanity, it just kind of made sense to us because we're really, really big on the education side. And I think that's why we're experiencing so much growth is a lot of the other hair loss brands are just out there pitching products.
Totally.
We are very, very education heavy up front. That way people know why they're experiencing hair loss, what the right solution is for them.
I love that.
But with that education comes a lot of questions. Totally. And people want to feel heard. They want to feel acknowledged. And so that was the first hire, was hiring a member of our group that was very, very active.
Yeah.
He was using our products. He was starting to see some really good regrowth with his hair. He understood. He was basically working for us before we even hired him. And okay. That's why we hired him, is because he was in the group answering questions, providing support to other members. And so for us, it just made logical sense of, hey, he's already doing this. We would love to have him do it on a greater capacity and pay him for it. So that hire was really just, it kind of fell in our laps, and we're very grateful. His name's Christian. But yeah, that one, once again, it was just solving that niche problem of, sure, how do we continue to manage this Facebook group without John having to answer every question in there.
Right. I can only imagine John actually wanting to pull his hair out from all of those things, because it really adds up. You know, you need help to delegate, especially when you're first starting off. Like, you can't do it all forever, mm-hmm, you know?
Yep.
So when do you think startups, entrepreneurs should start looking for that outsource of help? Like, when is the time when they're maybe like should make that move?
100%. I think this is something that I've tried to be very in tune with over the last year in particular. And it's, you know, sitting down and really, really mapping out what your time is worth in the business. Like, you, if you're the founder, if you're the CEO, you have to make sure you're leveraging your time in the right ways, right? You can't be focusing on dollar per hour tasks if you're $1,000 per hour CEO. And so getting crystal clear on all of the nitty gritty things that you're doing in your business, mm-hmm, it could be as little as checking your email, right? I know, yeah, that's a big one for me, is like, people get addicted to checking their email, but is that actually helping you further your mission, right, sell your product, impact people? The answer is probably not.
Right.
And so making a list of all those tasks, no matter how small or how big they are, and then mapping out exactly how much time you're spending on those each day,
sure,
right? If I'm spending an hour in my email inbox when I should be spending an hour creating new ads or, you know, finding JV partnerships, stuff that's higher dollar,
yeah,
my email inbox isn't the priority. So sure, I should find a way to hire or automate certain things in the business to be able to take care of those things. And it's honestly very, very uncomfortable, I think, especially for new founders, mm-hmm, of actually putting a dollar amount on your time.
Yep.
But when you get crystal clear on that, it actually makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
Because then you stop trying to micromanage, you stop trying to do stuff that actually isn't moving your business forward. And you get very, very clear on, oh, this is my role, this is what I like doing, this is the best use of my time that's going to make us go further faster.
Yep, that makes a whole lot of sense. So it seems like you guys have been pretty successful in the hiring process, but have you guys had any, you know, people that you've brought on with the team that maybe weren't a good fit, or how do you analyze those situations?
For sure. Yeah, I would say with this team in particular, we've been very, very slow, and this is because of past mistakes that I've made or teams that I've been a part of, and it's hiring too quickly.
Sure.
To just fill an immediate need.
Right.
I think hiring out of scarcity, hiring out of necessity and urgency is kind of the last frame that you should look at hiring out of.
Okay.
You need to be very in tune with not only where the business is at, but also where the business is going a month from now, 3 months from now, and plan for that. Try to get ahead of, hey, we're starting, and it goes back to what I just talked about of like, if you have a list of the things that you do,
yeah,
over time, you start to get a feel for, okay, this is the next thing that probably makes sense to get off my plate. So yeah, like I said, we've been very blessed in the sense that the hires that we've made, they've been very lean.
Yeah.
They've been very problem focused. Mm-hmm. For me, you know, I've been a part of, like I said, a few other businesses where I've been hired.
Yeah.
And looking back on it, it was almost a bad hire on their end, because I got there, I was put in a specific role, but some people work differently in different capacities and on different tasks.
Yep.
And so I would maybe work ahead and not have anything else to do, and then I have to go find stuff to do to be valuable to the business.
Right.
From an employer standpoint and an employee standpoint, that's not a fun place to be, right? You want your employees to
always
feel empowered.
Be totally.
For sure. And it's not even necessarily like always being busy, but always feeling like they are in the right seat, doing the right things to move the mission and the goals forward.
Yep.
Not so stagnant. Yeah, I think once again, 100%. And I think once again, that comes down to just having clarity as the founder as the, you know, C-suite of, hey, what are the things that are going on in the business? What is the, you know, next thing that we kind of need to tackle and outsource and hire out for?
Do you suggest, so luckily, like your third hire was a customer, but like, what do you suggest? Mm-hmm. Do you suggest going through a third party, looking at freelancers? How do you suggest for like people, you know, just starting the hiring process to outsource this? Where should they turn to?
For sure. I think the most important thing, first and foremost, is just being very in tune with the self. Mm-hmm. How do you work? What's your personality? Like us, we have a fully remote team. I'm up in Spokane. My business partner, John, is down in LA. Okay. One of our employees is in Venezuela. We have another in Slovenia.
Wow.
Ohio. Okay. We have a customer support rep in the Philippines. So literally none of us are in the same location.
Sure.
Luckily, we've kind of adapted to the whole remote work. I've been doing it for the last 5.5 years. And so it was really easy for me to kind of get in the swing of things. But it all comes down to communication styles, right? If the personality doesn't align with remote work and they need that in-person touch and feel of a team culture, it's probably not going to work out. So why that's important is really taking the time to vet new hires and potential hires. For our customer support role, I interviewed, I think it was like 6 or 7 people.
Wow.
We probably had about 25 applicants for the role, and I trimmed it down to 7 just based off of qualification questions,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's customer support. They're interacting with customers each and every day. If they can't write a coherent sentence or a coherent paragraph on our qualifying intake form,
probably not going to be a good
fit. Yeah. And so I would say there's almost more work that goes into the hiring process than there is on the actual like onboarding and training side of things. Because if you're ready to hire, you should have a system ironed out to be able to onboard and train a new hire effectively. The bulk of the work is making sure that you get the right person in that role.
Sure.
So once again, just being crystal clear in qualifying, talking to applicants, taking the time to interview them effectively, making sure that not only they're a good fit for the role, but also you're a good fit for them, right?
Totally.
Some people will accept a job just for a paycheck, which no knock on. I know some people need that, but when you're a startup, you need to hire. I heard a really good tip from a guy that I follow. His name's Alex Hormozzi. He said there's only 2 types of employees. There's stars and there's superstars. Mm. And he said, I've never hired a superstar thinking that they'll, how did he phrase it? He said, I've never hired a star thinking that they'll be a superstar, but sometimes those stars show you that they can be.
Totally.
Whereas on the opposite end, sometimes I'll hire a superstar and they'll prove that they'll only be a star.
Yeah.
So that frame of reference for me has been big, because if there's any red flag, if there's any ounce of hesitancy when I'm interviewing someone, that means that my gut is probably telling me it's not going to work out long time.
Right.
So why would I waste the time hiring them, training them, putting our energy, effort, resources towards that when I know, let's just take a little bit more time to find the perfect fit.
Totally. So how do you see, so you have 7 on your team now, how do you see you guys growing and like more hiring for you guys?
For sure. I think with the way that we're growing, I think the biggest needs for the business are, and I guess it kind of ties into your question about like outsourcing or freelance. Right now we have a team of 7. I would say just with where the business is at, we're working on fixing our fulfillment. So the majority of the work I would say is part-time right now.
Okay.
It's really lean. It's not super demanding. That's going to pick up very, very quickly once we outsource our fulfillment.
Gotcha.
Because volume will pick up. And so the reason we decided to outsource our fulfillment was because we got crystal clear on what business we're in.
Yep.
We're in the pharmaceutical business, currently selling hair loss products.
Sure.
We're not in the fulfillment business. There are plenty of companies that have years and years and decades of experience fulfilling products for their clients.
Yep.
So we're like, we could keep this in-house or we could leave it to the experts.
Yep.
So once again, it just comes back to that clarity. I think the biggest needs for us as we continue to grow are customer support. Right now, I truly believe we provide unmatched support through our Facebook group and through our actual customer support system. We're very hands-on with customers.
Okay.
And so being able to have more people that can educate prospective customers and guide people, the existing customers, through how to use our products. And that is a very, very, you know, it's a role that takes a lot of interpersonal skills.
Definitely.
So hiring people that are good with people, good communicators, understand that our customers are often coming from a place of
vulnerability.
They're 100%. Vulnerability and finding the right people who can provide that to our customers is huge for us.
Yeah.
And then on the other end would just be the marketing side of things. Right now, my partner John and I run all of our marketing. He's kind of the brains behind like the messaging and the copywriting. And then I'm more on the execution and implementation side.
Sure.
But one of my biggest weaknesses is the creative. So new video assets, graphic assets, stuff like that,
right.
Stuff that we need to run ads. So we're kind of in this mix of, yeah, do we want to outsource that or do we want to hire internally for it? And it just comes back to, once again, like the need right now isn't huge. It's not like we're pumping out a bunch of new ad creatives continually. So outsourcing is probably going to be the best fit for us now.
Sure.
But we're in tune with the fact that long term, it makes sense to get someone on full time when we're needing to test new creatives
in-house.
Every single day.
Totally.
Yep. So yeah, it just kind of goes back to that flow chart of what are the tasks we're focusing on? How much time do they each take? What's the dollar per hour worth of each employee? And then just kind of being in tune with moving those pieces around as we grow.
Yep. Austin, you are bringing so much good insight. Okay, my last question for you is just what tips do you want to leave us with either new entrepreneurs, the assist apps owners? What tips can you leave us with for just hiring in general?
For sure. I would say the biggest one that's become apparent to me is just alignment.
Okay.
Each business is a living, breathing entity. It's a soul, right?
Yeah.
And it starts with the founder's vision, but that vision and that mission, that feeling behind why the brand was created, needs to get taken down to every level of the team. So if you're not clear on that, it often leads to people not really feeling committed to what's the end goal of this work.
Yep.
I've also found that when that alignment is congruent amongst team members, that is carried over to prospects and new customers with the utmost clarity.
Yeah.
And from a sales standpoint, that's a very empowering standpoint to come from.
Yep.
If every employee in the company knows how to talk the talk, they know how to walk the walk behind the brand, that consistency speaks volumes to prospects at the end of the day. So
totally.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is just making sure that everyone is aligned to the brand, the mission, the product. I've been a part of a few businesses where luckily I got really good at marketing, and unfortunately that led me down the trap of sometimes selling some products that I wasn't necessarily aligned with.
Sure.
And the amount of resentment and just internal resistance that I felt during those times led me to end up leaving those businesses and leaving those products because it just wasn't a good fit.
Good for anybody.
Yeah, I think not good for anyone. So yeah, I think really just bringing it back to the self and getting crystal clear on, once again, what's the soul of the business and how do we make sure that everyone on the team inside the culture is aligned with that? I think that's huge.
Sure. Austin, thank you so much. If people, I'm sure they're going to be obsessed with you just like we all are. How can they follow along or get in contact with you?
Best place is probably on Instagram these days. I'm always talking story and posting funny stories over on Instagram. So it's just Austin J. Dixon.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so, so much, Austin. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Jordy. Okay.
All right, everybody, that was another great interview. Austin is super knowledgeable on that topic of startups and just hiring in general, since that's what he's doing right now. His wisdom is definitely, definitely something we here at the Assist app can learn on this crazy, wild journey of entrepreneurship. Thank you so, so much for tuning into another episode. And hey, if you haven't downloaded the Assist app yet, go ahead and head to your app store and do that. Assist each other. Assist the world. We'll see you next time.